We've made it. It's Friday. Eric Carpenter here. This is KCVL KCRK. Good to have you with us. The clouds, they separated enough. Man, did you? In fact, I'm not sure if you look out there, maybe you still see that big full moon. It was bright last night for a while when the moon was shining. The closest it's going to be to the Earth until, like, I don't know, 2037. It's a big, full, bright moon. Second full moon of the month last night. And we had a chance to see it. Boy, did it. It lit things up just like we expected. Today, first day of September, that means it is the opening season for hunting wild turkey and mourning doves. We talked with Dave Workman. He's got some tips to remember about hunting.
Friday, September 1st, is the season opener for mourning doves, for fall turkey hunting. We've already got a couple of hunting seasons going on. And I think it's important for people to pay attention to a couple of things that maybe they might need a little refresher courses on. First, like hunter safety. Be sure of where you're shooting. Keep an eye out for that fluorescent orange whenever you're out in the dove areas, which mainly that's out in the Columbia Basin. And I know people from all over the state of Washington are going to be heading for like Moses Lake and Potholes area and down through the Seep Lakes region and all over up to and including the lower Yakima Valley to hunt mourning dove. This is really a big deal. A lot of people who are bird hunters, they live for this couple of weeks in early September just to go shoot doves. It's a fascinating sport. You got to be really quick. I once wrote on social media that you can't shoot doves. I've proven it many times. And it really is something that requires a lot of preparation. People will hunt them with all kinds of shotguns. They are so fast and they dart around that you can go through easily a box of shotgun shells in a morning to pick up a limited doves. For fall wild turkey hunting, it's open in a particular group of game management units, primarily in eastern Washington. And you can find all those regulations on page 36 of the bird hunting pamphlet. Now, here's a suggestion for everybody, too. If you go to the sporting goods store, maybe the hardware store where you get your hunting licenses, pick up a couple of those pamphlets because you are going to lose one for sure. I always keep one in my vehicle, and it never goes out of my vehicle. I need to consult the regulations. I sit down, I read them, and then leave the book right there. I don't put it in my hunting vest to take along with me. Leave it in my truck, lock the truck, and go do what I'm going to do. And I always have one at my house, or that one can also travel to my office because it's something that I constantly need for reference. And the same goes for big game hunting rigs. If you're going to go down and buy your hunting license and get your deer and elk tags or, you know, whatever, pick up a couple of pamphlets because you will lose one or one will get damaged or maybe it'll fall to pieces. Sometime during the season, you're going to want one of those things. And if you don't have it at hand, you're going to have a problem. Be careful, mindful, if you're hunting turkeys, about being on private land. You got to be careful about that, especially up and down the highway corridor from, say, Spokane to Kettle Falls. I have seen more wild turkeys from Chewila to Colville than anywhere else in the state. And I run into wild turkeys in a lot of places, but the most I've ever seen in groups has always been up there in Stevens County, and there are a lot of turkeys up there.
All right, season opens today. If you are a turkey hunter, or you're going to go down to the basin and do the dove hunting, That the season's opening today, first day of September.
At A Automotive Tire Pros, we're more than just a tire shop. We're a complete automotive repair shop. Is your check engine light on, brake noises, or in need of a front end alignment? Your vehicle setting too low, or would you like a lift or leveling kit? You lose your keys or key fob? We can now program key fobs and cut your keys. We service 134A and 1234YF air conditioning systems, so stop by A Automotive Tire Pros and let them check it out. And don't forget to get those new tires and perhaps a new set of wheels. Come check out the tire specials for the month. Call A Automotive Tire Pros at 509-684-6945 today.
All right, today is the start of Farm Jam here in Colville. You're going to see people from out of the area coming in with their RVs and that, and they're going to have a good time. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, let's find out more about the lineup.
I'm Greg Knight, the owner of Farm Jam, along with my wife, Zara. We have a great festival lineup this year. Another interesting thing we do is we try to combine bands from the Northwest with bands and musicians who are national and international touring acts. And so on Friday, the very first band is Brandon Jackson Band. They're from Spokane, and they are amazing. They're really going to blow people away. The next band is the Lowdown Drifters from the Seattle area, who have been living and touring in Texas and Nashville and across the U.S. After them is Bree Bagwell from Texas. She was the Texas Country Music Entertainer of the Year a couple years ago. She's just a really good cowboy country sound. And then Friday's final performer is Colby Acuff. He's from the Coeur d'Alene area. He now lives in Nashville. And I think he's going to be one of the better performers people have seen. I got to see him live in May, and I knew he'd be good, but he blew me away. He was great. Saturday's lineup headlines. The final performer of the night is Rodney Atkins. Playing right before him is a band called War Hippies. A lot of the Farm Jam attendees will remember Scooter Brown from the last 2 years, the Scooter Brown Band. This is a Scooter Brown side project where he brings the fiddle player back with the drummer and him, and they perform as War Hippies. Right before them is Raylan Nelson Band. Her last name sounds familiar. That is Willie Nelson's granddaughter. She has a really cool rockin' kind of grunge punk sound. Before Raylan, as we're getting earlier in the day, is Brian Martin. He's actually the performer we have who has more social media followers than anybody else in this event. We have Neon Union, who's an up-and-coming. You've heard their songs all over the radio. And starting Saturday is a guy named Rob Linus. Sunday, the headliner, the final band, is the Cadillac 3. But Sunday starts this year at noon instead of 2 with a gospel session. We got a gospel band from Nashville called Carson Peters and Iron Mountain, who are ready to give an extremely uplifting, amazing performance on Sunday at noon, actually 12:15. Following them are two local bands. We have the Copper Mountain Band from Montana and the Last Chance Band from Coeur d'Alene. The Last Chance Band played the first two Farm Jams. They did not play last year, but they're back this year. After the Last Chance Band is an international superstar named Jessica Lynn, and is huge around the globe. Following Jessica is Sean Stemley. Sean's a Nashville hits, and you've heard his songs on the radio. Drake Milligan is the next to last performer of the day. Just has a really good Texas cowboy country sound. And once again, songs all over the radio. Then we end Sunday with the Cadillac 3 is more of a southern rock / hard driving country sound that's really going to be a nice ending to the festival.
All right, they are having a shuttle to take people back and forth from Farm Jam to downtown Colville, back and forth Saturday and Sunday. So you might see a few more people around, and people you don't recognize. They'll be shuttling them from Farm Jam on up to town.
They say seeing is believing. With Stearns & Foster, that's only part of the story. They handcraft every Stearns & Foster mattress using the finest materials like indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming telecoils for a beautiful mattress and indescribable comfort every single night. Take a test rest on the new Stearns & Foster mattresses, now available at Saunders Furniture, because a good night's sleep doesn't have to be just a dream. Saunders Mattress Gallery, downtown Colville.
The homeless population, it just keeps exploding, getting bigger and bigger. Of course, housing prices keep going up. One state senator thinks he has a plan to tackle both of those.
Senator Phil Fortunato, the ranking Republican on the Senate Housing Committee, calls his proposal From Homelessness to Housing. He says it wouldn't take more money, just a different approach.
We are spending the money on homelessness. We're just not solving the problem, and we're actually growing the problem. We need to be putting those resources into putting people into homes.
The Auburn Republicans' effort includes a package of bills that would provide temporary shelter, transitional and affordable housing, and work opportunities.
Get people to go from a apartment to a house. Then we want to move them from subsidized apartments to market rate apartments. Then we're going to move people from shelters to subsidized apartments. Then we're going to move people from the street to the shelters.
The goal is to move low-income families through that continuum to a place that generates wealth to help escape generational poverty. I'm Tracy Ellis.
Good luck. No secret that crime in the downtown Spokane area, second division area in East Spokane, has been a problem. Spokane police say now it is a full-on crisis. Spokane police briefing a Spokane council members earlier this week during their monthly meeting on public safety. The police lieutenant, Dan Waters, says he spends 80% of his shift in the area around the 7-Eleven and the Catholic Charities housing complex. Police have seen an increase in drugs and street prostitution. The Spokane Police and Catholic Charity CEO say they are exploring solutions to the rise in crime. Catholic Charities, they say they spend $1.5 million a year on security, and it doesn't seem to make any difference. First of the month, everybody gets their checks in the buildings and House of Charity. They've got $172 in their pocket, and they get robbed. Almost a monthly basis. It's getting to the point where somebody's going to get killed in the area in very near future. Both the Catholic Charities and the police point out that main reason for a lot of the issues, the rising use of fentanyl.
If you're a private landowner in the Colville Valley, Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a longtime local business and employer in the area, is ready to offer competitive prices and fair market value to purchase your standing timber, logs, or timbered acreage. The experienced forestry staff at Vaughan Brothers offers free consultations and assessments of your forested land and can also assist in the Department of Natural Resource permitting process when you are ready to harvest your timber. Call the forestry staff today at 509-684-5071 or look for additional information on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
The Seattle Mariners, they started August 6-4 loss to Boston. They were in fourth place in the American League West. It was frustrating. They were hovering near the 500 mark, the fringe of being in the American League wild card race. Well, fast forward at 1 month, 30 days, it all changed for Seattle, their most successful month in franchise history. First time in more than 20 years, the Mariners go into September in first place in the division, a record 21 games winning in August. Mariners open September back in New York, take on the New York Mets, a three-game series. Pre-game at 3 this afternoon, 4:10 the first pitch. 3 o'clock today and Saturday. It'll be a 9:30 in the morning game on Sunday. And then over to Cincinnati for Monday's noon game. WSU Cougars, they can finally focus on their number one goal, and that's playing and winning football games. Washington State, they face Colorado State. Last season, the Cougars romped on Colorado State 38-7 down in Pullman. Well, this year, the matchup takes place in Fort Collins, Colorado. Cougars looking to grab a 1-0 start in the season. They return home next week to face Wisconsin in week two. WSU and Colorado State, they kick off at 4. 2 o'clock pregame Saturday. That'll be on KCVL. The Cougars are double-digit favorites to pick up a win over the Colorado State Rams on Saturday. Should be a good game. We'll have that on the radio. That'll be on KCVL. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Kettle Falls Family Dentistry and Implant Solutions, 130 West 10th in Kettle Falls, offering general dentistry for all ages. New patients and emergencies are welcome. Call 509-738-6880 for Kettle Falls Family Dentistry. Pretty much sunshine today. Should be a nice day. 80 degrees for a high. Getting down to 44 overnight. Sunny and 87 tomorrow. There is a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms midday on Sunday. 79 the high. Showers and thunderstorms Sunday night. Possibility of showers on Labor Day. 73 the high. Sunshine, 74 Tuesday, 74 Wednesday, same thing, 74 Thursday. Mostly sunny skies. Let Dr. Chip Johnson and his friendly professional staff give you a new reason to smile at Kettle Falls Family Dentistry and Implant Solutions. No wind in the valley. The barometer steady at 30.00. Starting the day off a little cool today. The clouds broke up and the temperatures went down. 55 degrees here at the radio station. Eric Carpenter with you on KCVL, KCRK. Saturday's the big day at Farm Jam, and I've got a pair of passes to get you in for Saturday's performance. First caller, 684-5031. 684-5031. For a pair of passes for Saturday. All right, that phone line's ringing. Let's find out what Uncle Otis has to say today.
Now, time for another Otis Advisory.
President Joey never learned not to bring a hostess gift to a funeral. So when he flew to Hawaii to make everyone feel good about the $700 they'd be getting from the government to start their life over, he had some splaining to do, since with inflation, that's worth about $50, which might cover a start over in West Virginia. So what now? Well, Joey decided to mirror his prospect and find common ground on this whole fire thing. He decided to tell the Hawaiians of his own story of personal tragedy and irredeemable foolishness. No, not the one about Hunter. He went with the kitchen fire story and how he was raised by wolves in Puerto Rico of Jewish parents while being shot at running from a Greek church in an 18-wheeler after getting out of prison to rescue Frank Zappa from ISIS, all right there in the jungle between Iraq and Afghanistan, waiting for the world's first polio vaccine to keep him from dying of COVID. Maybe you had a girl like that. Anyway, you know how you can't hurry up and smoke a cigar? Hell, everybody knows that. It's something you enjoy slowly. Well, that's how it's going to be on election night, as we watch the results come in from the Votes Motel, where mail-in ballots check in, but they don't check out. Kitchen fire story won't work this time, Joey. Lights out in Delaware, Papa. This is your Uncle Otis, a false and dangerous narrative. I'll see you at the peace march.
Okay, man, I'll tell you. Uncle Otis comes up with some interesting thoughts some days. Libby Monson picking up a pair of Farm Jam passes for Saturday. Thank you, Libby. Hey, we appreciate everybody listening, everybody trying to get the Farm Jam passes there. Libby Monson picking those up here on this Friday. Well, I'm not going to have near the excitement this weekend as I did last weekend, and last weekend was fun. Got out of town, got back into town, so all went well. But a lot of things going on this weekend, Farm Jam, and everybody coming up to the area for the big holiday weekend. Whether you're going to the lakes, down to Lake Roosevelt, or enjoying your time at Farm Jam, Make it a very safe weekend.